Welcome to the Gospel Everyday Podcast, following along with the Mariners Church annual read. This year, we are reading Holiness Day by Day by Jerry Bridges. We hope that you'll be filled with fresh insight and joy as you spend time discovering more about our thrilling God.
I love prayer. We need to pray more often, more frequently, more regularly, and with more passion. And today's devotional puts that on display. I'm Justin, the online pastor here at Mariners Church, and thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Gospel Everyday Podcast. Nehemiah's example. This is so good. April 22nd, we're talking about prayer, and it kicks off with this opening verse from Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 4. I continued fasting and praying before the God of heaven. That is a memorable statement for each and every one of us. This is a verse to remember. This is a verse to write down on a post-it note and maybe put on your computer or on your dashboard or by your toothbrush and remember this often, because we're going to be talking about today and hopefully leave you with a little inspiration, excitement, and passion to have planned, protracted, persevering prayers, to be praying in big ways for big things, but also to have unplanned, short, and spontaneous prayers that are in the moment, that are relational, that tell Jesus, to tell God the Father that you are in relationship with Him, that you talk to Him often. I always use the example when it comes to prayer or the relationship between husband and wife. If I never talk to my wife, what kind of a relationship would we have? If I saw her in the morning, and maybe even just giving the benefit of the doubt that we all spend 10 minutes in prayer, imagine if I started my day just having 10 minutes of conversation with my wife, and I didn't talk to her the rest of the day, and maybe I had a really busy day, so I don't end up talking to her the rest of the night. What kind of relationship is that? Maybe some days I forget to talk to her altogether, and we never spend time together, and we never talk, but then when something really goes wrong, then she hears from me. Imagine if that was the kind of relationship we have. We would say, absolutely not. Justin, that's crazy. You'd never want to have a relationship like that with your spouse. Why then do we have the same kind of relationship with Jesus, the same kind of relationship with God, our Heavenly Father, that maybe we'll talk to Him once a day if we're lucky, but we'll definitely go to Him when things aren't going well, right? Things aren't going well, like we'll rush over to God the Father, Dad, help me. But when it comes to regular, ongoing prayer, we forget about Him. We forget about the need to have this robust, ongoing, conversational relationship with God the Father. And that's how I describe prayer, by the way. It's this ongoing, continuous conversation with God, because we will have times of big, long prayers that are looking at the big picture of our lives as we bring our requests to Him. But then there are also these little moments that we'll have spontaneous moments of conversation, spontaneous moments of prayer, sharing with God what we are hoping for in the moment. This is done so well in the devotional today, and it's laid out through, obviously, the story of Nehemiah, and gives us these two great types of prayers, the planned and the unplanned. The planned periods of prayer and the unplanned spontaneous prayers. Now, things back in Nehemiah's day were not going so well. Things were in ruins in Jerusalem. And hearing this, Nehemiah, and says it in the devotional, sat down, wept, then fasted and prayed for a period of several months. Now, he's working in the kingdom at this time. He's the cupbearer for the king. And so he's fitting in this time of prayer and this time of fasting, like this time of devotion. He's fitting it in through his regular schedule. Keep in mind, this is not someone who is just taking vacation days or vacation months in his case and just sitting at home and not eating anything or staying off of his phone and not looking at social media for months at a time and just praying continuously. Nehemiah gives us the example of what practical, planned periods of prayer look like. He has a job. He has a life that he's living, but yet he sees the bigger vision, the bigger plan of what he needs to be bringing to God, the request that he's bringing to God, and he's fitting that in throughout his daily life in a regularly scheduled way. Let me give you a very cheesy example to help drive this point home, okay? Because Nehemiah, he's praying for very serious stuff. The Jerusalem, the temple, things are a mess. All right, I'm a big Buffalo Bills fan, okay? I'm a big Buffalo Bills fan. And every year I will be praying. And now listen, I don't believe that God has, he's got a lot on his plate. I don't think he's intently watching sports teams and like helping maneuver things. Even though we'd like to believe he does, I have nothing in scripture to prove that he does, so I have to believe that he does not. But I pray for the Buffalo Bills. I pray they stay healthy. I pray they have good games and they make good decisions and trades and signing free agents. I pray for the season of the Buffalo Bills. This is the big overall planned prayers that I am sending over to God in my regular prayer time. This is stuff that, these are big things that are happening, and God, I want you to know about them. But in any one game that I'm watching, I may spontaneously pray, God, let this kick go through. God, let him catch the ball. Okay, hey, you might roll your eyes at this, but it's the truth. Okay, these are these unplanned, spontaneous prayers. Nehemiah gives us the example of that, the unplanned, spontaneous prayer. When the king looks at him and sees that something's going on, he says, Nehemiah, what's going on? What's on your mind? I'm paraphrasing, obviously. And Nehemiah, in that moment, takes a second and prays this quick prayer, Lord, help me speak, give me favor in the king's heart. This is the unplanned, short, spontaneous prayer. Are you praying short, unplanned, spontaneous prayers throughout the day? God, let this meeting go well. God, I'm heading to my kids' school. Let this meeting go well, you know, with the teachers or with the principals. You know, God, we're getting this diagnosis today. You know, let the diagnosis go well. Let you know, God be in this in the room with the doctors as we're talking. You know, God, I'm going out. I have my tryout today. Let this tryout go well. In the moment, even as you're ready to take the stage, God, Be with me as I'm about to hit the stage. Let the musical instruments, let them work the way they're planned to work. God, I'm about to take the field. Let today's game glorify you. Give me the stamina that I need to do my best for the team. Do we take these little moments for these unplanned spontaneous prayers? There's such easy ways to incorporate this into our everyday life. We hop in the car to take a long road trip. Hey, everyone, let's say a quick prayer. God, you give us traveling mercies as we go. I remember my mom used to say that all the time. Give us traveling mercies as we travel this long distance. And these short, little, spontaneous, God, we're going into this rest stop. Please let them have Prime Energy drink. That's what my son would be praying. Let them have the blue raspberry Prime Energy drink. So it's like these short, spontaneous prayers that are in the moment, this ongoing conversation with God. Both types of prayers were needed in Nehemiah's situation. Guess what? Both types of prayers are needed in your situation. Yes, you listening. I can't see you, but I know you're there. In your situation, both of these types of prayers are needed. If you don't have a vision for the things that you are needing to bring to God the Father, then you need to get a handle on the bigger planned prayers for your life. Are you praying regularly for your marriage? Are you praying regularly for the big things about your kids? Not the in-the-moment stuff. God, let their tests go good today. God, let them stay healthy at school. A bunch of kids have germs, and we don't want germs in our house. Let them stay healthy. God, the big things. God, let our marriage flourish. Let our marriage be an example to our kids. Not the day-to-day stuff. God, let no one have headaches tonight. That's a prayer that I pray sometimes. These are the things that matter to God, because he's not sitting there too busy to hear our requests. And I think that's at times what keeps us from having a robust prayer life. We think that God, he's got other things to worry about. He's not concerned. Maybe he's just too distant. And by the way, that is an unbiblical view of who God is. God is not a distant God who's uninvolved in our daily life. God is involved. He cares. He is present. He is listening. As we want to be more like Christ, Christ did this regularly. He had times where he went and prayed. He went off and prayed. Read the Gospels. Take a couple hours, read the Gospels. You'll love it. You'll have a blast. Nothing like reading the words of Jesus. And he took time and he went off and he prayed regularly and he would often have moments of spontaneous prayer. Let us be like Nehemiah. Let us be like Christ. Let us have a robust prayer life because God cares. He's listening. He cares and he wants to hear what you have to say. Thank you for taking the time to listen to the podcast today. No matter where you are, no matter how you're listening, you are part of Mariners Church. We love you. See you later.
Thanks so much for making the Gospel Everyday podcast an important part of your day. Hit that subscribe button if you haven't yet, and we'd love it if you can take a few moments to rate and review the podcast. Tune in tomorrow for brand new content. If you'd like more information about Mariners Church, download the Mariners app at your favorite app store or visit marinerschurch.org.